There we go. Now we're recording.
Wait, stop the recording.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I'm just going to put you on mute. Hold on 1 second.
Yes, this is the stereotypical squirrel report.
So, Chris, Jay, how was your week?
My week was very interesting. We had a snow day in the middle of my week.
I bet your week wasn't as bad as Smollett's was.
No, my week was definitely not as bad as Jesse Smollett. Funny you should bring that up.
You didn't get drug into court, arrested, charged with felony. What was it? Felony malicious mischief.
Yeah, but by the same token, I didn't create a completely fake racial attack out of thin air so that I could increase my salary.
Okay. I'm back, by the way. I don't think that's why.
Well, that's what the chief of police, the chief of the Chicago police is saying.
Well, I would like evidence as to that is, aside from him saying to the police, oh, I did this because I was unhappy with my salary. I would like actual, like he has said it a number of times to other people kind of reason, you know, evidence. Because here's the thing. I mean, okay. Jussie Smollett was raised in kind of a leftist, politically active family. And there have actually been magazine articles about him and his sisters, about him and his sister, who, what was her? She has like another name with a J, Justice or?
Yeah, something like that.
No, not Justice. Yeah, something else. Anyway, it starts with a J. You can look it up. And about how they're artists and activists. So the timing of this entire thing is really suspicious to me, because Jussie Smollett was campaigning with Kamala Harris. Is that her name? Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris?
Yes.
She, by the way, has declared presidency for 2020. She's running. And he was campaigning with her for this anti-lynching bill. And right. There's pictures of him with her campaigning for this thing. So he gets this letter in the mail, and it's like a threatening letter saying, you're going to die, black fag, you know, and there's a picture of like a person hanging from a tree with a noose. By the way, and the letters are cut out of a magazine, you know, like an old timey ransom note. And so he gets this letter in the mail, this kind of threatening letter, and he decides a week later that this letter didn't get enough attention in the mail, in the news, in the media. Nobody picked up on it. He did all this, you know. Allegedly, he sent the letter to himself. It did not get enough traction in the media, and so then he went ahead and set up this, you know, fake hate crime in Chicago. Conveniently, right after that, they passed the bill for the anti-lynching thing, which is like a thinly disguised hate crime special, you know, special category of human bill. It's suspicious to me. And yeah. I don't buy the story of, oh, I was unhappy with my salary. I don't buy it. I think there's something else. I don't think it'll ever be proven because media, but I think there's something else.
Well, there's also, I kind of wanted to bring up this lynching thing, because the accepted definition of lynching is very specific, and it was agreed upon I actually looked it up. I did some librarianing.
Wow.
In 1940, anti-lynching activists met at the Tuskegee Institute to hammer out a definition of lynching. I'm actually reading from the Lynching Sites Project on the webpage. The different annual accounts of various organizations have become a source of criticism, especially by the white Southern press, which used inconsistencies to argue that all reports were unreliable. The group struggled to come up with a workable definition, and finally it agreed that a lynching was a killing, specifically a killing. So an attack is not a lynching.
Okay.
A beating somebody up is not a lynching. A lynching is specifically a killing committed outside of the law by a group, generally taken to mean three or more persons, done under the pretext of service to justice, race, or tradition. That is it. That is the accepted definition of lynching that's used by everyone that does serious research on the thing. It is extremely specific on purpose. And the reason it's specific on purpose is they wanted an ironclad definition that couldn't be used by white supremacists to screw up the statistics and say they were all bullshit. So, the lynching bill that passed does not have anything to do with lynching by that definition.
Right.
So calling it lynching bill.
The story is they have been trying to pass a lynching bill for over 100 years. Right. And for one reason or the other, usually Democrat Southerners.
Right.
They have not been able to pass this lynching bill.
Right.
So.
And they slipped gender identity.
Sure. Of course they did. Please.
Into the bill.
Yeah.
So.
So I'm not sure, you know, if this whole Jussie Smollett thing is tied up with this anti-lynching bill. I can't go ahead and say for sure that Kamala Harris, you know, asked him to do some sort of like, you know, thing to get into the media. Yeah, I don't know how close they are, but I'm just saying that maybe he thought that he was doing this big, like, you know, kind of subterfuge, like, oh, I'm going to invent this thing and I'm going to pass. I mean, like, all of those hate crimes, those fake hate crimes are just, well, when you look at them and you look at the evidence of them, they're so unbelievable just from the get-go.
Right. As this one was.
Right.
I mean, everybody that wasn't a pandering Democrat said this thing stunk from the very beginning.
Well, the thing that stuck out for me from the very beginning, the thing that stuck out for me was like, it was minus 20 degrees.
Yeah. And that's not wind chill. That's actual temperature.
That was the actual temperature. Minus 20.
There's a thing too about these types of temperatures.
Right. Criminals stay inside.
Yeah, there's not going to be a couple 20. Of guys looking for a gay black guy to beat up.
No, walking around Chicago
with a rope,
noose, yeah. And a
looking for somebody.
Bleach.
To,
yeah,
don't forget bleach.
Yeah,
bleach. That's right. Bleach
figures in. Yeah. How?
I don't understand that bleach thing at all. But
if you look at this like some weird TV plot, which is what it is. It makes perfect sense. It is exactly the kind of thing you would see on some cheesy TV show. You know, even with the shitty magazine cutout letter in Act One. Oh my God, he got a threatening letter, and everybody ignored it. Ha ha ha! And then, oh, it's the attack. I mean, it's like a shitty TV show script that the guy tried to play out.
Right. Now, and this, mind you, also happened in Chicago.
Right.
Now, Chicago is notorious where, and you read it every year, that as soon as the temperatures start to rise in Chicago, the murder rate goes up.
Yep.
Which just proves, ain't nobody standing around in minus 20 degree weather.
Nope.
Looking to lynch a gay black man. I mean, it just does not happen.
No. Ever.
I mean, it doesn't happen, obviously. But, and I can only imagine that the police probably, even from the very first moment, the detectives that met with him right after the alleged attack, the detectives were like, no, this does not pass the smell test.
It's not even close.
Can I say it?
No.
Can I say it?
Oh, God. Go ahead.
They wanted to give him enough rope to hang himself.
That is an excellent dad joke, Alan.
That was good. You know what I think is the best thing or the worst thing about dad jokes? Is that, I mean, not only is the joke bad, but like, y'all like sit around and laugh at your own stuff.
Nope. It's required.
You have to.
Yeah.
Because it's that
good. Because nobody else will.
No.
Oh.
So
who is Cameron Gray that's been collecting the quotes?
I think several people have. I've seen several different compilations of Twitter things from.
Yeah, it is Cameron Gray. Okay, I'm curious. You know when we're going to see all of the apologies
never.
And
never. Yeah,
well, that was rhetorical.
Yeah.
You know, all of the blaming it on, you know, the current Republican, top Republicans, White House silent on.
Well, I've seen a couple of things. One, you know, there's a few people that have come out like slamming, like I think Tyler Perry had one that was like you've. Stupid jacket, you know, basically, you know, and there's been a few people that have come out saying, you know, but the sentiment, a lot of the sentiment is, you know, oh, great. Now you've given Trump, you know, I mean, it's like,
now you've given Trump like ammunition.
Yeah.
Against us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no. It's
okay.
It's, you know, it's not, you know, I don't know. I get the impression that they, you know.
Cool. Because Orange Man bad.
Yeah.
So this all comes down to it's Trump's fault.
Right.
And the fact that you have all of these Democrats saying, oh, it's Trump's rhetoric. First of all, point out Trump's anti-gay rhetoric. I mean, this is the man who wants to end the criminalization of homosexuality around the world.
Oh, that's just because he's a huge racist. You know,
he's
that.
A racist. Yes.
Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yes, please.
What was the magazine? Out magazine?
Yeah, Out or Closet Out or something. Magazine. I don't know.
I think it was Out magazine. Donald Trump. Or, you know, the administration, one of their things now, they have decided that they're going to push for the, you know, decriminalization of homosexuality, which is a great thing.
Worldwide.
Hooray! Like, you know, Iran will not be able to push gays off the top of tall buildings anymore. That's a win, right?
You would think.
But yeah. Out magazine came out this week, Out, and said, oh, it's just this anti-homosexual, you know, the whatever Trump is doing, it's an old racist tactic.
Which, you know, last time
I don't understand it.
Yeah. Last time I checked, the Klan wasn't promoting gay acceptance. They weren't showing up. There were no rainbow hoods in the Klan.
Not really their issue. No. Not their, but
yeah, they're. You know, I mean,
how does it work in their minds that pushing for the decriminalization of homosexuality is racist? Please explain, because I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
World ends, poor and minority hardest hit.
Yeah. I don't, it's,
I don't know.
Okay. I have a theory. It is exactly like the liberal Jews that keep electing anti-Semitic Democrats.
Okay.
Because at a certain level of woke intersectionality, these people, they live in a world where different groups have more whatever it is than other, you know, some different groups are more equal than other groups. And racism trumps LGBTQ, RPSTUVWXYZ.
So this is like a intersectionality and fighting thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
That's,
well, I'm glad I'm not involved in that because I don't get it at all.
That's all it can be. I mean, otherwise, you know, but that's that same kind of thinking. That explains why Jewish leftist Jewish people keep electing anti-Semitic Democrats, and the gay people keep supporting, you know, Muslims who will kill them if they come to power.
Or not even come to power if they get the chance.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that, Jay, the Pulse nightclub, you know, it's, you know, there's, it's that intersectionality disease that it's like a mental thing where they can't get beyond their own self-interest to, you know, or it's like they live in a world that's not real.
So basically they're all fighting each other to get on top of like whatever goodies the government is giving out. Correct.
Well, yeah, but within their own framework, they have to like the homosexual magazine can't let something good happen for homosexuals if it means somebody else that's higher up in the wokeness hierarchy gets put down, I guess. I don't know. It's
hard to see who's even being put down.
Well, okay. So it's like Occasional Cortex being happy that 25,000 jobs aren't going to Queens. Right? She would cut off her own nose to spite her face. She would impoverish the people of her district so Amazon couldn't win.
So the evil corporation doesn't win.
Exactly.
Which, of course, completely ignores that they'll just go somewhere else.
Well, yeah.
And it will not affect them in the least.
No.
What it will affect is the 25,000 workers and, oh, let's say 25,000 to 50,000 family members and probably another 10,000 associates.
Yeah, and this wasn't going to be a minimum wage warehouse facility. This was going to be one of their headquarters, which, you know, I think they said the average wage was over $100,000.
Wow.
For New York, mind you, is,
it's not that much, but you know, it's Queens, so you know, the cost of, it's not Manhattan, but still, you know, she was happy that those jobs didn't, and that economic benefit didn't come to Queens because it would have helped. It would have also helped Amazon,
right? Which is, there's just all kinds of wrong with that.
I just saw a joke. There's somebody posted a joke somewhere about the socialist genie. The guy rubbed a lamp a communist found a lamp and he rubs it and the genie pops out and he says, I'm a socialist genie. I only give you one wish instead of three, but whatever you wish for, I'm going to give this other guy twice. what you get. And so the guy thinks about it a minute and he goes, I want you to blind one of my eyes.
Wow.
And that's socialism. They would rather, you know,
everybody be blind.
Well, they would rather, he could have said, I want $1 million, and the other guy would have got $2 million, but still he would have had $1 million. But no, we can't let somebody else be better off than us. We have to, even if it means impoverishing ourselves and making ourselves worse, as long as that other guy is not better off than us too.
Yep.
You know, I was thinking about the Jesse Smollett thing today, and I was like, you know, because I've been doing podcasts for so long, and 10 years, I think.
Yep.
Oh, God, help me.
Over 10 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Rita was 15 when she started.
Thank you, Jay. But I was just thinking, like, 10 years from now, nobody will remember his name.
No, they won't.
They'll say, especially what? Jesse who? Yeah.
Hopefully.
I don't know. Politics is strange. Like, it makes so much of a difference, and yet at the same time it all passes away, and we get used to the way life is, and we don't remember how it was. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just
still trying to wrap my head around, you know, that this was ever a good idea in anyone's head. You know, like that you would have
Jay, anyone, the guy lives in a fantasy world.
Yeah. I guess that's exactly it. When you get paid to pretend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You start thinking.
And it's shitty pretend too. It's not, you know. It's shitty.
It's not TV Citizen pretend. Kane.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Schindler's List. It's some stupid.
Right.
Stupid. You know,
we don't even know what the show's about.
It's about some family of musicians and something. I don't know. It's entirely inconsequential.
I assume it's kind of like the TV version of those urban fiction novels that we have. They're really trashy and smutty.
That's probably what it is.
I'm assuming. I've never seen the show, but
you know, I mean, the guy, like I said, this thing reads like a really bad TV show script.
Yeah.
Well, on some level, I'm sure he knew that the media would be covering for him. Not just covering for him, but.
Oh, yeah. They'd run with it.
Yeah.
I think it's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever y'all said in the last few minutes didn't get recorded because my Skype. My Skype locked up.
We just solved secrets of the universe, Alan.
Yeah. Well,
you missed it.
Well, my Skype locked up completely and I had to restart.
Sorry, folks. Okay.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Hey, great show. Good night.
Yeah, good night.
No way.
In a nutshell, we were discussing how horribly transparent and fake Smollett's recounting of the alleged attack was, and how it's emblematic of Hollywood in that they get everything wrong. If they're talking about astrophysics, wrong. If you're talking firearms, wrong. Weather, wrong. Cars, wrong.
Yep.
Everything they get wrong. And to a certain extent, it's understandable because life is boring as shit.
Yes.
You know, you go to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. You try to do shit on the weekends. That's life. It's boring as hell. Nobody wants a TV show like that. All the characters have to be beautiful. They have to have beautiful things and have wonderful jobs, high power, blah, 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 blah. It's not surprising that anything out of Hollywood's going to be fake. So it kind of fits that this person would come up with this scenario that's so horrifically implausible. It was right out of central casting. Okay, we're going to have two anonymous Trump-supporting thugs who do horrible, racist, and homophobic things to our protagonist.
Right.
and action.
Right.
Of course, the fact that they're Nigerians is hysterical because
I know it's so funny.
The fact that you know they're doing the jobs Americans won't do.
The Nigerian scam, yes, the email scam.
An American managed to scam two Nigerians. I mean, it's led to just a wealth of mirth, if you will.
There's so many details that have come out, like that are just.
He paid them with a check.
A check. Yeah. Yes. Are you
retarded?
Yeah.
I wonder if he wrote payment for fake hate attack in mail. A check. This dude could not get $3,500 in cash. Are you shitting me?
I know. Well, maybe he was right to be unhappy with his salary.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's how they came forward. But just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not angry, but disappointed is not the right term because I knew they were going to act this poorly. But whether it's the media just running with it uncritically, there was no, you know, maybe we should wait a minute and see how this plays out. Nope. It was, we have an opportunity to slam Trump.
Yep.
This is the number one priority. Who cares that this smells to high heaven?
Oh yeah. Well, if you said it, if you said it was questionable, you are a horrible racist, anti-gay,
yep,
awful person.
Privilege because
well, they absolutely count on that though.
That this happens in America. It only happens in America when people make this shit up. And in a way, the fact that Smollett made up the most hackneyed, cliched, stereotype attack, in a way, in my line of thinking, it's kind of good. Because we don't have a worse example pulled from real life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think, you know, the last real attack, you've got to go back to Robert Byrd in Texas. In what was it?
81, something like that. With the guy that got drugged behind the car.
Yeah. And you know, and again, we need anti-lynching because only 2 out of 3 were put to death. Wait a minute. Hold on. And if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong, and this is the point in the podcast when people who are going to listen later are going to be screaming at their computers.
So sorry.
I thought the third one did not get the death penalty because he testified against the other two.
That could be.
So it's like he got life in prison because he testified against the other two responsible parties who were executed. We literally could not do more to punish them, literally because they were executed by the state.
Yep.
As they rightfully should. And the only quibble I have is it should have been more painful, but.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, we're not in that business. They don't draw and quarter anyone anymore. But
what's funny about Smollett, though, is he orchestrated this thing. It's like he literally had a script in his head. The cops even said he was like, he had it planned out and he was, had a spot picked out that was going to be in front of a surveillance camera so it could get, you know, picked up on camera, except it was pointed in the wrong direction. So they didn't actually,
dun, dun, dun.
They didn't actually get the video that he wanted, but he was, you know, I bet he scripted a whole little fight scene.
Oh yeah.
He gave them the money to go out and get the stuff.
Right.
He gave them the money to go do that and get the stuff. And they have videos of, you know, store camera videos of the Nigerian brothers buying the stuff for the attack. Mm-hmm. Red hats. They could not find the actual MAGA hats.
In Chicago. Because it's MAGA country, so they couldn't find a fucking hat to buy.
And to buy just generic red hats.
everyone knows Chicago is MAGA country.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, duh, Trump carried Illinois by what, 30 points? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. They bought, they had them on camera buying what, ski masks and rope, and it just, you know,
yeah.
It's just,
you just, you know,
ridiculous.
You know, we talk a lot about the media, though. I'd like to say that the actual local news in Chicago, they really did their work.
Oh yeah, they did.
And they really did the story, and it was very non-biased, and they followed every lead, and they went to every store in the area trying to get video of the, you know, buying the rope or the ski masks or whatever. So, you know, props to them. It's yeah. I think it's national media that is pushing this narrative.
Well, I have a theory about that.
Okay.
You know how you said the cops must have known her from the beginning?
Oh, sure.
Well, you know how local media, it talks to the local police all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you there was some kind of conversation where the local media was like, hey, what's going on with this guy? And the cops are like, you know,
this is, yeah,
at the bar or whatever. The cops are like, this guy's full of shit. We're going to nail him.
This is the most ridiculous story we've ever heard.
Right.
You know,
right. And, you know, bless their hearts.
You want to look at this.
Yeah. The local media was saw more of a story. They saw blood in the water of the hoax, while the national media was pretending that it was all true and, you know, Orange Man bad.
Yeah.
And the local media was like, you know, we're going to dig up something juicy and, you know.
And they're still digging, which is great. You know, I don't know. I think maybe the problem is the national media, not so much the local.
Well, the locals got issues too, but you're right. The national media are the ones that are overwhelmingly awful.
Well, these are people who are the coastal media, right? They live in New York or DC or California and have no sense of actually the real world, apparently. Just as a follow-up, Jesse Smollett returns to Empire Set.
Yeah. What happened?
He's already out.
What happened to Roseanne when she told an inappropriate joke?
A racist tweet, and her show is canceled.
Right.
Guy perpetrates a nationwide hoax.
Right.
No big. Is arrested, booked in Chicago.
Yeah.
No big. Sure.
Out on bail, back to work.
Some animals are more equal than others.
Yeah, exactly.
Did either of you watch the interview with Robin Roberts? Is that her name? Robin Roberts? Robin Robertson.
Was that the Good Morning America thing with Smollett?
Good Morning America.
I did not watch it.
I did not watch it either. However, I saw like screen captures of it and like little video clips of it. Because I work at a library, I don't have sound on my computer.
Yeah.
And sometimes watching videos without the sound is kind of revealing. Because all you have to focus on is the person's facial expressions and I watched like a little clip of his interview on Good Morning America. And as soon as I saw him make that fake crying face, I was convinced. I was like, he's lying. There's no way this is true. If you go back and look at the pictures of him making
I saw the picture. Yeah.
You know, the crocodile tears face.
Yep.
It's fake. And I just question, like, who let him go on TV? Did he not have an attorney at that point? Because he should have.
I don't remember when he hired that one attorney that was like the
PR attorney,
the same one that did what's her name that,
he had like a PR person.
No, it was the wasn't it the same attorney that represented the woman that lied about the Supreme Court judge?
Really?
Not for another one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was that. It was that guy, that douchebag, and
Avenatti.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought it was. Maybe I'm
no.
Wrong.
That would be hysterical. I'm not.
It would be hysterical and so telling. That would be funny.
Didn't he also represent Stormy Daniels?
Yes. Yes, he did.
You at some point, you got to wonder, yeah, at what point do you have to just take this dude's law license away and slap him in the face? You know, it's like, dude, no, no. You're done. You're not doing this shit anymore. Two guys named Vinny are going to be here sometime tomorrow. I'm just saying.
Oh, it was Michael Cohen. He hired Michael Cohen's criminal defense lawyer.
Oh, okay.
That's who it was. He hired that guy, and it was like for like a couple of days maybe, and then he fired him and got somebody else.
He got a defense attorney.
He got a defense attorney and a PR firm. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, of course, here's the interesting thing. They weren't rolling SWAT teams with CNN setting up cameras to arrest Jussie Smollett.
They did the whole, you know, arrange, his lawyers arranged for him to come in and turn himself in.
Mm.
Right. This wasn't, you know, he's not a hardened criminal like, what the hell is his name, Roger Stone.
Yeah.
who had to be apprehended, you know, at 6 a.m. after CNN.
With a no-knock raid. With however 28 or however many, you know, agents in full military, you know, kick the door down bullshit.
I didn't understand that. Like,
because Orange Man bad, Brita.
Yep.
Okay.
He's connected to Trump. It's okay. Whatever you do is okay.
Stone wears a beret, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures of him in his beret? Just Google it.
Yep.
He does not need a SWAT team, that man. Just saying.
Speaking
nothing
of,
against berets, because they're great.
Speaking of media overreach.
Yes.
The smirking white boy.
I hope he wins.
His lawyers, what was it, 2 weeks ago, they sent out like to some 50 some odd people and organizations the preserve evidence letter that lawyers send out when they're thinking about suing you. The first organization that he sued is the Washington Post for $250 million.
Ouch.
That is so wonderful. I love it.
That's just the first one. And really, the Post was egregiously bad on what they did. So, yeah.
Because they kept going even after.
Right.
Yeah. There was, like, it was questionable.
Yep. Ignored basic journalistic standards because it wanted to advance its well-known and easily documented biased agenda against President Trump by impugning individuals perceived to be supporters of the president. So I'm sure they'll settle, but that's going to be
set for life.
That's going to be a big settlement. And that's just the one suit. They will, you know, once they nail this one, they'll go after the others. I'm sure. And I am pleased as I could be over that. And they went, and that's what made the Smollett thing amazing is they, you know, the media, it's like they can't even think. They're like a cat with a laser, right? They can't, you know, it's like chase, you know, or a dog with this chase, you know, reflex. They're like, you know, pounce. They can't even stop and think for 2 seconds. You know, they went straight from the Covington hoax right into the Smollett hoax, and they didn't even stop and think for 2 seconds. Like, you know, whoops, maybe we need to
take a look at this.
Because there have been consequences. Yeah. There have not been any consequences for them being so horrifically and egregiously wrong.
Well, right. If anything, they've profited from it.
Right. And here's the other thing. There are still people that believe, that honestly and truly believe Jussie Smollett was attacked.
Yep.
By you know, horrible Trump supporting racists.
Sure. And there will always be people that believe that.
There exactly, because you get that out first. You define that narrative first.
Hands up, don't shoot.
Horrible white privileged private school kids.
Yep.
Were in Washington to march for hate, and they assaulted this perfectly innocent Native American Vietnam vet.
Practically lynched him.
Exactly. I'm surprised they weren't used in the anti-lynching thing. I think my favorite defense I've heard of the Post is that the Covington children are public figures. I'm like, they're only public figures because the Post made them public figures.
Right.
So they can literally go after anybody they want because as soon as they go after them, they're a public figure.
Yeah, that's not gonna hold up.
This is wonderful. It's genius. I don't know why I didn't think of it. Well, if the newspaper goes after them, they become public figures, and therefore they're fair game.
Yep.
It's a perfectly circular argument. And you know, people are pointing out that it doesn't work that way. You know, they can go after Trump because he is a public figure. He's been a public figure.
Right. For decades. Like, basically his whole life he's been a public figure.
These kids were nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Minding their own business, waiting for their bus when this dude went over and got in their face. And you flip the narrative so that they're the bad guys.
Because, well, they're white, right? And male.
Oh, and private school? Come on. They're practically Hitler.
I wonder if the Post is guilty of libel.
Yes.
I mean, you know, in a like, you know, guilty in something that could be proven in a court of law, kind of guilty. Not well, yeah, of course they are. You know, because they printed lies. I mean, they maliciously printed lies.
They ignored the basic tenets of
right.
Even you know, the most basic journalism that they didn't collect additional evidence. They didn't go looking beyond the very narrow narrative provided to them, you know, spoon-fed to them. I mean, this is like
by a fake account,
right?
No less,
right. It's like they can't help themselves. They can't stop being fake news.
They got friended by one of those Russian porno accounts on Facebook and went running with the first story they saw. Right?
Look at all these pretty girls that want to be my friend.
Yeah.
Well, you have to wonder, like, what is their incentive? Like, what are they working for? And in the world of social media, they're working for clicks and eyeballs and views and likes. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what the story is at all.
Right. Nope. Right. Hate clicks are still clicks.
That's yes. Right.
People that are going to the story because they know you're full of shit are still going to the story.
That's right.
So who cares if it's true or not?
Yeah.
Right.
You're still looking at it, right?
Until there are some serious, severe consequences, you'll keep seeing this. In fact, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
If this suit doesn't really affect the Post, I mean, it should put the Post out of business.
They're suing them for more money than what's his name bought them for.
Right.
So
I'm sure that's intentional.
Yeah, of course it is. Speaking of consequences, though.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
I
hear a segue.
Breida's town made national news.
Oh geez.
The little town of Willoughby.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Go on. You brought it up.
Well, there's a music store, and I guess he sells like music and instruments and stuff like that. It's not like it's not like a record store or something like that.
No, it's just like a little
you know,
local, you buy your kids like band trumpet there.
Right, or a guitar or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And the guy's name is Joe, apparently, or, you know, that's the name of the thing, right? Joe's Music Store?
Yes, Joe's like Music.
Bob's Music.
Well, he put a thing up on his window that said he didn't want to serve any Trump supporters.
Okay. And that is his right as an American.
And then he went and put it on like his Facebook feed.
Oh boy.
And his Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I think Brita saw it because she follows the Willoughby thing. And so at that point it was still local.
It was on Breitbart today.
It was on Fox News. It was on, it was nationwide. Oh, and the guy has since canceled his,
Facebook.
I think I heard he was still on Instagram, but I think that's even gone now. But you know, here's the thing. And I agree, Brita. He has absolutely the right to say he doesn't want to serve Trump supporters, and sure. I have the right to ridicule him for it. Yes. However, and this is the big difference. We, according to Alinsky's rules for radicals, we have to make them abide by their own rules. And I bet you good hard money that this guy thinks that bakers should have to make gay wedding cakes.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So you know,
it's interesting you put that way, Alan. Because I've seen a lot on the right who say, oh, don't support Trump's executive order on the border wall or calling what the hell is it the emergency there. Don't support him invoking the emergency powers because the Democrats they'll use that when they're in office. It's
please,
you schmuck, they're going to do it anyway,
right?
Whether Trump declares this an emergency or not,
yeah,
that's going to be their next tactic.
Well, they've been every president since what? Nixon has done it.
Yeah.
So this is not new. It's not unprecedented.
Stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool.
Right.
You know, they're already doing it. They're going to do it.
Yeah. Everybody does.
I've seen people equating it. Oh, Nancy Pelosi said she could do the same thing with gun control. Yep. Yes, she could. Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't think they already had that planned,
of course
you're an idiot. And if we shouldn't do something because they might use it against us, guess what? They're going to use it against us if it works, or if there's the tiniest shred of hope that it might work, they're going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And in this instance, there's actually kind of a reason. This is national security. This is one of the few things
that's actually in the Constitution.
Absolutely, tasked
control the fucking borders.
Build the roads, print the money, protect the country from invaders.
Right.
It's boom. There's your holy trinity of shit the federal government actually is supposed to be doing.
Right.
And that is
one deliver of the mail. That's in there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, throw a census, deliver the mail, print the money.
Right.
Pave the roads, defend the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are losing their minds. They could use this against us because they've been playing by the
that's the thing. They've been so nice so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Marquis de Queensbury rules all along. You know, they've been waiting, and they haven't been kicking you when you're down or anything like that.
Yeah. And don't forget it was Harry Reid who got rid of the filibuster. So
right. Right, exactly. When they were in power.
Yeah. They're going to do, Democrats will do whatever they think they can get away with, including, what was it, ramming Obamacare down our throats?
Yep.
Because fuck you.
We have to pass the bill to see what's in it.
Right.
But Elizabeth Warren couldn't read Trump's tax bill in time, so she couldn't vote on it.
Tough shit.
Elizabeth Warren. And okay. That brings up a whole new segue. And that segue is, what the fuck is up with out-of-touch rich Democrats pretending to be normal human beings?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, my God.
It's just, it's like the lizard people have taken over. And it's like, I would pause it. Well, I mean, it started with Hillary Clinton, let's go back to John Kerry, who walks into, is it a gun store in Pennsylvania? Can I get me a hunting license here?
Oh,
because
my God.
I believe John Kerry wants to go hunting in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
About as much as I believe I'm going to flap my arms and fly to the moon. And then you flash forward to Hillary Clinton, who carries hot sauce in her purse just because she happens to be in an African-American community. Ha ha. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Can I just say that the other day I actually did have hot sauce in my purse?
Yeah, but that's because you like it.
I like hot sauce. But I'm just, and actually I was walking through the grocery store and I had the jar of hot sauce in my purse. And I said to Mike, I said, I'm like Hillary Clinton.
Which is probably the only time that comparison has ever been made about someone getting.
Yeah, so you had what was it, a Warren doing the fake beer thing in her kitchen.
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm gonna get me a beer.
And then you had
go
ahead.
Go back to Beto O'Rourke.
Oh god.
Going up against Rafael Cruz, going, yo, soy llamo Beto, soy habla español. I'm watching this guy, and I'm like, I took Spanish 35 fucking years ago, and I can speak better than this dude.
Bless
his
heart.
He's proven he's one of them. And then, of course, you have Elizabeth Warren. I am going to enjoy a frosty malt beverage. Oh, look, it is the other humanoid that inhabits my domicile.
Yeah.
Husband, wouldst thou like a frosty malted beverage made from barley and hops? I mean, it's like, Jesse Smollett could write a more believable script.
And then you got, what was it, Kamala Harris was doing, pretending to cook something in her crease.
No.
Who was it?
Was
the creased apron.
Gillibrand.
Gillibrand. With the apron Gillibrand. That was like brand new out of the package and still had the creases in it. And
when the millennials at work wear brand new shirts they just took out of the package, you could see the little cross creases running across the back.
Not to mention, she was cooking like steak and fish.
Yeah.
Steak and fish, because I can't tell you how often. You know, it's like, that's not how surf and turf works.
No, it's not.
It's a filet and lobster. You know, you're doing it all wrong.
Steak and fish for her children, mind you.
Yeah. Yeah, because that happens.
And the fish did not fit the pan. She was trying to put the fish in the pan, and then, oh my God, the fish is too big for the pan. Then she had to cut the fish. Seriously? No. Nobody believes this.
No.
In a, like, $500,000 kitchen.
Yes.
That
oh my God.
Never been cooked in.
Clearly. Do not get me started on that kitchen.
It's a show kitchen.
Yes.
Oh.
A $10,000 oven that has never been used.
This is one of those things I think we can blame Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because she made mac and cheese, and she really made mac and cheese. I will stand up and say that was legit. That was a real
thing. Well, yeah, because she probably ate it all the time. Because that's what you do when you're poor.
It's right. You make mac and cheese. It happens. And she was believable and relatable and scored huge with that.
Right.
So they were all like, ah, obviously I must partake in this format. Watch, I can be a regular human too.
Yeah. Except they can't. You know, it's like you're
watching Burns try to relate to the rest of the power plant workers.
It's like, it's like if Jay went down to the hood and was going to hang with his homies, you know.
Greetings, my fellow hoodlums. How are you doing?
Yeah.
I, too, would like to enjoy a, what do you call those? 40.
Yeah. Yeah, it would, exactly.
You almost have to wonder, like, who buys this?
I'll tell you who buys it.
Democrats.
The people that think that the people that are mad at Trump because their refund is lower this year.
Oh my God.
Oh,
that was a brilliant segue, Alan. Brilliant.
That's who buys it.
That's true.
People
That's
are true. So fucking stupid. They can't add numbers.
Well, but then again, for years and years, the Democrats have gotten away with saying they cut funding to this. When what they mean is we put in for a 10% increase over last year. They right. only gave us an 8% increase. So therefore, they cut 2%.
Right.
When, no, actually, they increased it a little bit less than you asked for.
Right.
But that cut in their world.
Yep.
They cut the spending on your pet social program. Well, they didn't increase... They didn't increase it as much as you'd like.
Right.
That's a so if you get refund.
Yeah. So these people that have been paying lower taxes all year long, for the entire time in 2018, they had more take home pay because the IRS adjusted the withholding numbers and employers withheld less out of their check. And then when they did their taxes, oh, I get less money back from the government. That's a good thing, people. That means the government got less of a free loan from you for a year. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I try to arrange it so I'd rather pay like $10 than get like a few thousand dollars a refund, because if my refund is a few thousand dollars, that means I've seriously miscalculated my withholding.
Mm-hmm. We always end up paying.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to, it's a free loan. We don't want to do that.
Right.
And people who rely on a refund, that's, a tax free. I see people all the time. Oh, I'm getting all this money back. You're an idiot. It's your money.
Well, except for the people that get a credit, and then it's my money. So fuck y'all.
Yeah. But like, it's not like a gift from the government.
Yeah.
It's your money. If you're relying on that money to like pay your bills or whatever, you're doing something wrong.
Yep. Or some people use it like a savings account because they have they're so horrible at saving money that they treat it like, but then they take that refund and they spend it all on something, right?
Yeah. So ooh,
they buy a TV or they go on vacation or they go gambling or whatever, so they wind up blowing it anyway. So, it's like,
Wow.
From my viewpoint, it's like a fucking miracle.
Orange Man bad. Mm.
It is literally like a fucking miracle. Because like people come in, they're like, I need this form and that form. I'm like, look in that little book.
Just think of all those printers that lost business because the IRS didn't give out those printing contracts. I mean, that's just awful.
Awful.
More people, so, out of business and economy.
I mean, there are some supplemental kind of forms that sometimes people need, but from my standpoint, it's way less.
I don't know. I just pay a guy to do it. I never see him.
I pay a guy to do it too. I don't. I have no interest in taxes. Just tell me, you know. But But people come in and they have no. And it scares me. And I think you're doing your own taxes. Are you sure that's a good idea?
Well, a lot of people, honestly, a lot of people, it's easy because they didn't make
maybe
any
not
money
for them, or, Alan. Well, that's not true. For them.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. Well,
it kind of makes sense why the IRS and certain government entities like are so huge and sprawling and they have so many employees. I mean, if they have to deal with like, you know, people like retards sending in their tax forms, God love them.
I wonder how many tax forms wind up look like Smollett's threatening email, a letter, you know, like need my taxes.
Well, I'm thinking a lot. Just my guess.
I do my taxes.
Or you know, or you get, you know, I bet every year they get those people that buy into those bullshit, you know, those bullshit tax scams that people try to, you see, used to see them like in questionable places, but now it's like all you see them on the internet where it's like, you know, oh yeah, you can claim reparations for your ancestor slavery, or you can, you know, you can do this and deduct that, and you know, it's all this scammy bullshit that idiots are telling each other that they can do on their return to scam more money out of the government or something. And so I'm sure there's a lot of that going on too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Also, Brita?
Yes, sir?
Number six. Anything else is wrong.
What is number six?
Oh, Jay, you are so wrong.
I get to look at the picture.
That's ridiculous.
The chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich.
No.
That's totally a legitimate choice.
Yeah, but it's an ice cream truck. Come on. You can get that at the grocery store.
Yeah, but you can get those
any
ice
of that
cream
at the
truck.
Grocery store.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, but you
I
can't guess, get the Tweety Bird ice cream with say, the yeah, eyeballs. Get
the fake Batman either.
I always get those. What's the chocolate covered the cone with the ice cream and the chocolate covering and the nuts all over it?
The what's it called? Not Nutty Buddy.
No. Yeah. The drumstick. Yeah.
Drumstick. Yeah.
I like those.
You can totally get those at the grocery store. You get all those.
I know. Well, I don't get them at the grocery store.
The other, same here. But the other thing too is the ice cream trucks in our neighborhoods are sketchy as fuck.
Yeah. Ours one, too.
They all are, Jay.
There's not a single fucking there's not a single anything on the van. It's just a plain van that drives around playing the worst turkey in the straw. Over.
And if you went up to them and ordered anything but a dime bag of crack, they probably look at you and go, "What? We don't have ice cream."
No matter what ice cream you ask for, they might have an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
That's their cover. Or an Italian ice.
Yeah.
Because
we had a guy
with a little Hudsy cup.
We had a guy that would and it was like this rusty old ice cream truck, and it cut into like the music was really kind of creepy. And he would have a hand puppet. And he'd do the hand puppet out the window.
I remember you used to do that.
Well, let our kid go to that van.
The ice cream truck would come down your street and you'd say you wanted to get your rifle out and shoot his microphone.
Yes, he's terrifying. The puppet guy. He's so scary.
Puppet guy. That is pretty terrifying. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God.
Might as well have free candy painted on the side of it.
I know. It was totally like that.
Ice cream
free
here.
Free ice cream, kids.
I don't think he ever had any ice cream.
Free ice cream and a puppet show.
Look, kids, it's a push pop.
Oh, my God.
Jay's going to the bad place.
Yes.
All right. Hey, look. We're out of time.
What? Are we?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, we are.
That was a very rapid show.
It was a rapid show.
It was an exciting week.
There was a lot of ground to cover, and we covered most of it.
We missed a lot, too, though. Right. I mean, there's a lot of shit that happened that we did not get to cover.
Well, that's what next week is for.
Yeah, there'll be more bullshit.
Next week will be the last day in February.
Oh, my God.
It'll also be the last day that we're not... What's our anniversary in March?
What?
March is our seventh year? Seventh anniversary?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
seventh anniversary in March.
So
thanks everybody who stuck with us.
Brita, I got a question for you.
Okay.
You start having a little bit of hope in March?
For spring?
Yeah. It's just like, you know, it's not as bad down here, but I remember when I lived up in New England, it was like March was always like maybe it'll start to get warm. Maybe the snow will start to melt. And March is like, fuck you.
That's my first week of February.
Shut up, Alan.
You don't get snow.
I kind of start to
get weather
hope,
below 60.
Although the thing that gets me, and it's not the so much the temperature, although, you know, being cold all the time sucks.
Someone's burrito
that's
is
right. The thing that gets me is that the trees don't have any leaves for the longest time.
Yes, yes.
And everything's gray and like dead and no color. And yes. That's the thing that gets me the most.
Brown. Everything is brown. Yeah. The snow the snow looks dirty and worn.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just like, you know, when you've got freshly fallen snow, it's like, oh, everything's so white. It's pretty. The weather's pristine. Marsh comes like, fuck you. This shit's brown.
Yes. This sucks.
This crap has been sitting here for 3 fucking months now. It looks like shit. You feel like shit. And you're wondering if you're ever going to see the goddamn sun again.
Tig's hungry.
Is that about right?
The tig agrees.
Yes, tig agrees. I went running today in the snow. That's how things were. I was like, fuck it. I'm running. I don't. It was like 55 degrees today.
We went to the zoo on Sunday, last Sunday.
Oh, cool.
And it was really cool because we have snow leopard cubs.
Oh, that's awesome. In the snow.
And in the snow. And you get to the point where you're just like, I just want to be outside.
Yeah.
I just want to walk around outside. I just want to breathe fresh air. I just want to be out, you know. And so we went to the zoo on Sunday, and it was it was a very quiet day at the zoo because there was not many people there at all because it snowed. And right. I'm not talking about like little happy, little sprinkly, pretty snow. It was like snowing.
It was like giant dinner plates falling out of the sky.
Yes, totally. But the snow leopards were like in their element, and they were having a great time, and it was totally worth it. And it wasn't an experience that you could have, say, in the summertime watching snow leopards.
Oh, yeah, because
they're all hot. They're all hot and
snow leopards are all like, could somebody turn up the AC, please? Yeah.
But I was kind of laughing because there were more people at the zoo than you would expect.
Hmm. Well, they were probably all like you, like, oh, fuck, I gotta go outside.
I gotta go outside. But I said to Mike as we were walking around in the snow, I said, you know, this is Cleveland. You know, it's snowing and it's cold, but you know, you gotta keep living your life.
Yeah, if you want to go somewhere, you can't wait for the snow to be gone.
No.
Hey.
Although we have had a pretty decent winter this winter, it's not been so bad.
Before we go.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
I want to mention something I just saw on Twitchy.
Uh oh. What?
Oh no.
Jussie Smollett.
Oh no.
October 3rd, 2018.
Okay.
Tweeted. So we just doing auditions in prison now?
What?
Ooh. Okay.
I gotta look this.
Wow.
What?
No.
It was his tweet, October 2018. So we just doing auditions in prison now?
Maybe he, you know, was thinking.
Well,
I just.
You better hope so, buddy.
And then somebody else commented that tweet aged like a fake hate crime.
Oh my God.
Oh.
What a week.
Somebody just posted one of the humorous sites that has the headline of Ocasio-Cortez announces bill to make Electoral College tuition free.
Oh my God.
Danger close.
I have a feeling that her story is developing. We'll probably talk about it next week.
Oh, yes.
About her little illegal stuff going on. So, yeah.
Yeah, stay tuned next week because we're going to have another awesome show.
That's right. We'll be back.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Yep. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, everyone.
All righty. Great show, folks.